We have somebody special here on the line, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about Melody Sky Eisler. And you may know her from the Port Townsend Library, but she got there after a nationwide search more than 4 years ago. And she was selected from a field of 19 candidates and one of four top contenders. And Melody Sky Eisler began her position as director of the library in Port Townsend on February 9th of 2015. So I think it's appropriate for me to say happy anniversary, Melody.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Right. Well, she was manager of the Silverdale branch of the Kitsap Regional Library and chair of the Kitsap County Arts Board, and she also held library management posts at the Boise Public Library and the Garden City Public Library, both in Idaho. City Manager David Timmons had this to say about Melody. I selected Melody on the basis of the panel recommendations as well as a comprehensive interview, and she brings the city a fresh perspective, a true dedication to libraries, and experience in building teams and community partnerships. She's a visionary, a passionate leader, and someone who will be an excellent face of the Port Townsend Library. Melody Sky Eisler, welcome to Port Townsend. Happy anniversary, and we're pleased to have you on Toss Salad to talk about, guess what, the 2019 Community Read.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Chris. It's such an honor to join you today, and I couldn't think of a better day to listen to a wonderful radio program and cuddle up with a great book. Could you?
No, I wish I was, not really. I'm quite content here looking out our weather window and seeing the snow piling up on the ground, and also quite happy and relieved that you didn't try to drive from Polesbo to get here.
Oh, thank you, unfortunately, but it would be lovely to be there in person, and thank you for that wonderful intro about my anniversary. I feel just unbelievably blessed every day to be in such a beautiful city and such a wonderful library, and I get to talk about the Community Read, which is one of my favorite times of year, so thanks for having me here today.
Yeah, the Community Read is a great thing, and I've been around a few of them in the different places that I lived, and tell us about this one. Why did we pick this one? Tell me all about it.
Oh, well, I'd love to. Well, this is our 14th annual Community Read. So this has been a wonderful tradition that we've had in the community for quite a few years. You know, Community Reads were really born out of Seattle when our famous librarian Nancy Pearl created the Seattle Reads. And the whole idea is that you're going to build community by bringing people together through the shared experience of reading the same book and then discussing the themes in the book. And so every year we're looking for something new and exciting for a great book to cuddle up with and to spark conversation in the community. This year, we've just had two male authors the last 2 years. We had Jim Lynch's Before the Wind, a lovely maritime book. And then last year we had Leif Whitaker talking about climbing Everest and his exciting adventures as a hometown hero. So this year we thought it'd be really great to get back to having a novel, a book that people want to cuddle up with, that's enjoyable to read, but also, you know, we know that we need to have something really good to talk about that has some meaningful issues in it. And wouldn't it be great if this year we found a book that hopefully covered some important themes in our world, had an arts component because art is so important in Port Townsend, and a woman author. And so I put this out to my staff, and we're always hoping to get an author that's going to be regional and that the book would have a, you know, an appeal specifically in our community. And one of my wonderful staff at the library said, Melody, I think all that criteria you talked about is in this book, Piano Tide by Dr. Kathleen Dean Moore. So I went home that weekend, read the book, and I said, this is our Community Read. We don't have to look any further.
You know, I dug into the book a bit. I think I got about a third of the way into it because I just got the book the other day. And it's a... You're right. I mean, there are so many things for us to relate to here in Port Townsend and Pacific Northwest, especially when it comes to the arts, the environment, and sort of the setting. The author,
yeah,
the author is Kathleen Dean Moore, and she maintains in her foreword that there's a sort of a lighthearted disclaimer there that
yeah,
that this community and these characters are no way related to her personal life, and that they're all fiction, and that they're all sort of composites of the elements are a composite of a number of places that she's lived and been.
Yeah, it's always smart for an author to begin a fictional book that way.
True enough. Maybe you can tell the premise of the story without giving too much away. But there's a piano involved.
There is a piano. I know. Well, I had, when I first read the book, I had to look and see, because, you know, I've been a land lover most of my life, and I had to see if Piano Tide was actually a real thing, and it's not.
It's just
a lovely play on words. But essentially, you've got a town that is in southeast Alaska that's a fictional town. It's Good River Harbor, and the setting of the book is there's this rowdy, outspoken activist, Nora Montgomery, who's coming from the lower 48. She's leaving Bellingham because she's the person who's burned all of her bridges, and she needs a new place to go. So she goes up to southeast Alaska and comes face to face with Axel Hagerman. And he's this man in this little community who's keeping the community together by basically selling off all their natural resources. And so she lights right into him, trying to get him to stop what he's doing. And he's been a big part of keeping the community's economy together. So there's a lot of big questions about, you know, do we belong to the earth, or does the earth belong to us? It's a lovely quote from Chief Seattle or Chief Silt that gets mentioned a lot about the book. And that theme plays throughout as Nora tries to kind of confront Axel and rally the interesting cast of characters in the community. And what's nice in the book, when you open it, she actually has a list of all the characters, which is great when you have a character-driven book to be able to refer to a guide like that and say, oh, okay, here's this character and here's how they relate to each other.
Yes, I saw that. And the other thing, well, and then when you mentioned Axel, there was a little passage that it was very descriptive of Axel, and kind of, he's making his way home. And as Axel made his way toward home, passing from one light to another in the darkness, his pale head blinked on and off, marking his progress like landing lights. His shoulders were soft, and his briefcase and lunch pail hung heavy. Under each streetlight, his shadow puddled at his feet.
That was a great passage to pick, Chris.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful writer. Kathleen Dean Moore, this is her first novel. She was a philosophy professor for many years, and she wrote just these beautiful lyrical books about wild, wet rivers and islands and tidal shores. One of her more famous books is River Walking. A few years ago, she wrote a book called Great Tide Rising, Finding Clarity and Moral Courage to Confront Climate Change. She has slowly but surely become more of an activist and really wanted to use her position as a writer to impact change and to raise awareness about our environment. So she retired a couple of years ago to really dedicate herself to this work. And what I love about Piano Tide is a few years ago, the first community read I planned for Port Townsend was a book I asked the community to pick, and it was Naomi Klein's This Changes Everything,
mm-hmm.
The Environment versus Capitalism. And that book was a really important environmental book about climate change, but it was a really dense nonfiction book. And I think it wasn't a book that people were going to cuddle up and read. And I love the power of fiction, you know, a really good, compelling story that will engage people in conversation, that people will enjoy, you know, reading the whole book. And that's what's beautiful about Piano Tide in this case.
That's for sure. It's a great book for right about now, folks.
Yes, that's right.
And God, I'm looking out our weather window, and it's turning into a winter wonderland out there.
Yeah. It is. And in case our wonderful listeners want to get to the library, we are closing today. We closed at 2, and we're going to be closed this weekend just to be safe for because of this winter storm. So you can find us online, and you could get an ebook if you wanted to book this weekend, or you can come in and see us next week, because we will have lots of paperbacks. We call them read and releases, where you can just come pick them up at the library. You don't have to check them out. We just ask you that you keep sharing the book throughout the community, so it'll be read as many times as possible.
Right. And since we're speaking about the environment, we want to let folks know that the Marine Science Center has canceled all of their events through the weekend. So, and that includes going to see the squid at the museum.
Oh,
but that's okay. She'll be there. She'll be there.
Something to look forward to. You know, another thing about in terms of the environment, Chris, is what was great timing and just wonderful synchronicity with choosing this book is that there's also a great group of people in Port Townsend planning the Global Earth Repair Conference at Fort Worden, and that's in early May. So this book is a wonderful precursor for people to be thinking about the environment, environmental stewardship. And then in May, they can figure out what they want to do to help the environment with this conference that's coming up.
Yeah, that's going to be quite an exciting event, and I know that you're behind that with both feet and hands, and so much to the credit of the organizer of that conference, who's a force to be reckoned with.
That's a great description for that. Absolutely.
So, let's talk a little bit more about how I know that she got the piano off the ferry, and I know that everybody in the town, well, not everybody, but all the strong gents in the town came by and helped push and pull and tug and get the piano up to the cabin on the piano tide, which was the high tide.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
So without giving too much away, how does that piano enter into things?
Well, the piano, what's kind of lovely about it is it slowly reveals some of Nora's past. Because as she's coming into this community, it's a small town, so when somebody new moves in, everybody's paying attention. Mm-hmm. And of course, people are thinking, this is a really strange lady coming from the lower 48, bringing a piano with her. Who brings a piano? And right. She brings a giant dog named Chum. So the dog is very, very lovable, but she's, you know, she's got kind of a rough, brusque personality. And so people are, you know, anticipating that she's going to be like a classical pianist. But then when they hear her start to play, she is not an accomplished pianist. So it's kind of an interesting part of the story that unfolds. Why'd she bring this piano with her? And I don't want to give that away.
You know, and all the kids getting around the piano to play.
That's right.
The only thing they know, chopsticks or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and one of the really exciting things about the community read, you know, of course, we want you to be reading the book, and then we have these book discussions around the community, and we have a whole slate of events, which ends at the end of March. Our program ends with the author coming, Kathleen Dean Moore. She'll be doing an author talk through our wonderful partnership with the school. That will be Thursday, March 28th, and she also travels with Rachel McCabe, a classical pianist. So Rachel, when she does her author talk, Rachel will be playing along for some of the music that's mentioned in the book. So it'll add this wonderful multimedia element. And the night before, they are doing a Call to Life musical performance, which is really a spoken word and musical performance for people to be inspired to help end the global extinction crisis. So that'll be Kathleen Dean Moore and Rachel McCabe, the pianist, and that'll be at Trinity United Methodist Church at 7 p.m. on March 27th. So we haven't had an author before that came with music, which is really exciting.
Yes, that will be great. That will be wonderful. So many things happening, and you've got them all lined up. You actually have a community read brochure with all the related events, and you can download that or pick one up at the library. Is that correct?
That's right, yes. And we've got all our events listed on our website. Our proudest community partnerships that we have, because it is so much more than just reading the book. It takes a village of all of our community partners to put this program on, and we love working with Northwind Arts Center every year. They put out a call to artists with a prospectus. They get a special juror in, and artists are challenged to create work that is inspired by the community read. And this year they have an environmental artist who does public art coming in and juring the work, and that will open on February 28th and the show will be up all of March. And I am always just so honored and humbled to see what our artists in the community create from each book every year. You just never know how it's going to spark the imagination.
I know. And with all of this happening, all of these things swirling around, it couldn't be a better actually a better storm, to tell you the truth. With Skeeter Pilarski's huge conference coming up over there at Fort Worden to sort of draw everything together, so to speak. It's a momentous task, but it's everything that's happening going into the springtime is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. I remember when I first interviewed, as you were reminding me through that lovely introduction, Dr. David Engel was on my interview committee, and he was talking about how Port Townsend is collaboration rich. You will be really successful in this town the more you can collaborate. And I think that's such a lovely testament to now our 14th year of the community read, of all the ways that we work with our community partners, including Skeeter Pilarski will be doing a special preview of the Global Earth Repair Conference during March at the library. He's got a program he calls Earth Repair Song and Science. And it's just wonderful to hear him talk about how he combines song and science together to really speak to the heart and mind about environmental issues.
Well, Melody Sky Eisler, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. And maybe next time it'll be face-to-face, but this works. And so stay warm, stay safe, everybody out there in this winter weather. And thank you so much for bringing us you and your compadres, bringing us the community read for 2019. That's Piano Tide by Kathleen Dean Moore. And anything else in parting words?
Yes, I hope that everybody looks forward to Chris Wilson's Book Lovers Cafe, because she'll be interviewing Kathleen Dean Moore. So you'll get a preview of this wonderful author on your great radio station. So thank you so much, Chris and KPTZ.
That's correct. And Chris Wilson, as always, does a wonderful job with that. And so looking forward to that interview. And that will be coming soon, folks.
All right. Thank you so much.
Melody, thank
you.
Happy
reading this weekend.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. And you as well. Bye-bye.